I'm Leah Fleming with Atlanta News. As Atlantans look to spend less time in the car, state lawmakers have unveiled a plan to revitalize and expand Atlanta's transit infrastructure. The proposal unveiled yesterday would create a new system called the ATL. It would expand to Fulton, Gwinnett, and Cobb counties. Republican Representative Kevin Tanner says traffic congestion in Atlanta has become an economic development and quality of life issue.
We have a generation of employees that are coming into the workforce that are looking for alternatives to getting to and from work and other locations that do not require a vehicle. We have to act.
The bill released yesterday would allow 13 Metro Atlanta counties to vote on a 30-year sales tax for transportation projects. Two more inmates have died at the Fulton County Jail within the last month. CBS 46 reports 25-year-old Harishel Karadine committed suicide on January 27th, and earlier this month, 63-year-old Calvin Battle died of apparent natural causes. But these recent deaths come in the midst of a GBI investigation into five other deaths that happened in a three-month period last year. Alabama-based NAFCARE assumed control of the prison's health care contract at the start of the year, which was previously managed in part by the Morehouse School of Medicine. A bill that would allow restaurants to serve alcohol earlier on Sunday mornings has passed the state Senate. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports this version of the so-called brunch bill is a compromise.
The measure would allow cities and counties to vote on whether restaurants could sell alcohol starting at 11 a.m. on Sundays. Republican Majority Leader Bill Cowsert voted against the bill, but he says it's important for communities themselves to decide.
So I think you've seen an evolving sort of social conscience in the state of Georgia as we have become a little more libertarian, live and let live, not mandating to people when they should or should not be allowed to either serve alcohol or drink alcohol.
Under the proposed change, liquor stores, grocery stores, and other retail outlets still can't sell before 12:30. The bill now goes to the House. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The life story of notorious jewel thief Doris Payne will soon be captured on the big screen. Payne, who's 87 years old and lives in DeKalb County, has allegedly stolen around $2 million over a six-decade span. Her most lucrative heist occurred in the 1970s when she allegedly stole a 10-carat diamond ring worth $500,000 in Monte Carlo. She was last arrested in July of 2017, where she pled guilty to stealing from a Walmart in Chamblee. According to the AJC, actress Tessa Thompson, who had roles in Creed and Selma, will play Payne in the upcoming biopic. The Atlanta Hawks lost their 40th game of the season last night, 97-92, against the Milwaukee Bucks. Dennis Schroeder was the Hawks' leading scorer, though, with 18 points. Atlanta will play one more game before the NBA All-Star game tonight against the Detroit Pistons. For 88.5 GPB Atlanta News, I'm Leah Fleming.